Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McGowan who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. McGowan throws the ball into Perkins who tags Jameson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Hasty covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway bunts towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Wamsgans covering, for the out. Walker moves to third. Hauser moves to second. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Welch reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Hauser scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scheer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 0 for 1 in the game. Hasty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Hasty moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to third for the out. McGowan moves to second. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGowan scores. Dykes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Walker moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Hauser scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Welch hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0 for 2 in the game. Shear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welch moves to second. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 3 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGowan moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. Walker moves to third. Hauser moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Jim Bagby now pitching. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Galloway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Hauser scores. It's 11-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Bagby moves to third. It's 11-1, Athletics. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bagby scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 11-2, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jameson moves to third. 2 outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Heine Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheer strikes out. 1 out. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hasty strikes out. 2 outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McGowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bagby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing center field. Rig Stevenson now playing second base. Bill Doran now playing third base. Joe Schott now playing right field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Stevenson applying the tag. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Jameson moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. One out. It's 11-4, Athletics. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 4 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.